Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. Brothers and sisters, this is Father Michael, along with the rest of the team, welcoming you to our time together in prayer today. You are praying with the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 111, Praise of God for Goodness. I will praise the Lord with all my heart, in the silence and in company. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them.
Majestic and glorious is his work. His righteousness endures forever. He won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord.
He gives food to those who turn to him. He remembers his covenant forever. He showed his powerful deeds to his people, giving them the inheritance of the nations.
The works of his hands are true and just, reliable all his decrees, established forever and ever, to be observed with truth and equity.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Prudent are all who practice it. His praise endures forever.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Whether written or unwritten, the rules of life tell us that it's rude to eat in front of others who don't have food, or to abstain when everyone else is enjoying a feast prepared by a gracious host. There are certainly occasions that call for greater feasting, while other occasions invite more restraint, but it's important to know the difference. Knowing the difference requires powers of observation, but also acknowledging the occasion and the company. Those in the gospel today were blind to the company that was with them, and so, without recognizing the presence of the Messiah, they object to the behavior of Jesus' disciples. There is a problem with comparison, this comparison of the disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees versus the behavior of those of Jesus' disciples. It might even come across as a little bit whiny. It doesn't seem fair or just, Jesus, that these disciples have to fast and yours don't. But the greatest problem of this comparison is that there is no comparison between John the Baptist and the Pharisees, and Jesus. John the Baptist and the Pharisees are living a law before Jesus. John the Baptist, in a particular way, as a friend of the bridegroom, is preparing the way and making room for the Messiah. The Pharisees are concerned with the law given by God on Mount Sinai, whereas Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. He is the bridegroom of souls, the one who comes to win us over and to woo us with his love, and to celebrate a great wedding feast, which will be consummated in heaven. And fasting is only a way to make room and increase desire. And so it's right that the disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees spend time fasting to make room for this Messiah who is promised, and to increase the desire for his coming. The sacrifice of fasting is never an end in and of itself, but it purifies vision. And the seasons of fasting give way to seasons of feasting. The fasting that we undertake in the season of Lent, of course, prepares us for the great celebration of Easter. In a microscopic manner, we even experience this increased hunger in the hour fast before receiving the Eucharist, where at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we approach the altar, the wedding feast of the Lamb, to be able to receive his body and blood, and to be nourished by his very presence. But we don't have to wait just for Lent to fast. Fasting can be a beautiful way to prepare for major life milestones. A couple of years ago, when I celebrated a milestone birthday, I felt the Lord inviting me to a mini Lent in preparation for that day. And it doesn't have to just be about food, either. Some non-traditional forms of fasting might be about removing anything that's an obstacle to intimacy with the bridegroom. Maybe that's technology, maybe that's listening to music, maybe it is a particular food or drink. Maybe it's talking. Consider the way that silence prepares one's heart to encounter and receive the Word of God. Perhaps even before Mass, that fasting from talking prepares us to enter more deeply into the mystery. To the degree that we fast, we can enter truly into the joy of the feast. The level of our preparation is proportionate to the level of our celebration. And so fasting is a way to set our hearts aright. And it also can be a powerful intercessory tool for other people. Today's gospel reminds us that we can't fast while the bridegroom is here, that times of feasting are meant to be enjoyed, they're meant to be celebrated, but times of fasting are meant to take us deeper into the mystery so that we can enjoy the feast to the next level. May we recognize this invitation to expand our capacity to receive by becoming more hungry for the presence of Jesus, this bridegroom of our souls, and await with great expectation the marriage feast of the Lamb that awaits us in heaven.
With the love of God in our hearts and our desire to serve Him through our brothers and sisters, we have the privilege to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, in this ordinary time that we have entered into, give us the grace to find better ways to serve you and our brothers and sisters. If that means a moment of fasting, so be it. Whatever it takes to grow in holiness, reward us with, so that we might give you the glory at all times, in all seasons, in every moment of our day. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved of God, thanks so much for joining us in prayer today. Do take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.